Part 2. The Strange Book Dealer. In 1912, book dealer Wilfred Michael Voynich began telling people that he had brought a strange manuscript, one unlike any book that the world had ever seen before. Now, Voynich had done a lot of interesting things in his life. These included being a revolutionary, escaping from prison, and marrying famous author Ethel Ball, better known later as Ethel Voynich. But none of these was as interesting as the book he had bought. The book, Voynich claimed, was found in an old castle in southern Europe. He said that it came with a letter stating that it had once been owned by Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II, who had been king of Hungary. He even claimed that the book was written by 13th century philosopher Roger Bacon. And he said that the book was unreadable.